News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. It is chilly outside. Feels like football weather, which is quite okay because that's what we're going to talk about today is football. Warsaw last night in the opening night of Northern Lakes Conference play ran for 390 yards and beat Goshen 56-7 at Fisher Field. In the other conference games, Concord beat Mishawaka 35-34. Bo Brunner was 15 of 17 passing for 155 yards and three touchdowns. Mishawaka scored to get to within one at 35-34 with 24 seconds left, went for two and didn't make it, and Concord holds on to win. Northridge scored all 13 of their points in the third quarter. They won at Plymouth 13-7. Northwood was up 35-0 at the quarter. They beat Wabasee 49-14. Some of the other scores, Manchester beat Wabash 42-26. Oconoqua beat Northfield 42-6. It was Cats over Peru 24-20. Northwestern beat Southwood 28-16. And Rochester beat Whitco 49-12. In the Hoosier North Conference, North Miami beat Caston 42-14, and Triton beat Culver 49-8. In the Northeast 8, Columbia City looks like a real football team. They did not have a great scrimmage here. They've been really good since. They beat Belmont last night 61-0. In the Northern Indiana Conference, Elkhart beat Washington 69-0. Around the area, Tippecanoe Valley beat Hammond Wharton 35-23. Jimtown shut out Fairfield 35-0. The Glenn Blackhawk game was canceled last night. It will not be made up. All we know is the website and their social media post from Glenn said due to unforeseen circumstances. So we don't know what that means. Culver Academy beat Knox 47-46. LaVille beat Central Noble 27-0. Bremen beat Osceola Grace 41-0. West Noble beat Eastside 35-0. Garrett beat Cherubusco 41-0. And Lakeland beat Prairie Heights 48-6. Again, Warsaw got back on the winning track with a win at Goshen 56-7 last night. We'll talk with Bart Curtis and some of the boys he brought with him coming up next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Relax, ma'am. Your husband will walk again soon. We do knee replacements all the time.
I don't know. It seems like I should just replace the whole thing. Aren't you single?
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
The Glass Doctor will fix your paint.
Oh, yeah! Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Sullivan from the Goshen 36. Drops back to throw, looking, pressure coming. Lost it down the middle of the field, and he's got his man. It's Quinn Brock at the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Tigers! Drew takes a snap, pitches back. This is Reed. He's looking for a second, and he's got it. Touchdown! Tucker Reed on a 3-yard sweep around the left end. Makes it 34-0. Diaz, quick throw far side. Janice, he's behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to throw it down the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Daylor Villam off the far sideline. Still inbounds? No, out of bounds.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Coach has got his mouth full of breakfast this morning. We have a brand new supporter of Tiger Talk, and that is The Diner. The boys are back there eating. We went from donuts, which we greatly appreciated, our relationship, a long relationship with the Warsaw Donut Shop down the street. The diner said, we'd like to do biscuits and gravy if that'd be okay. I don't think anybody back in the cafeteria is too upset about having biscuits and gravy this morning. And you've got your own special box this morning, don't you?
Well, I think we should have a whole show dedicated to nothing but you and I taking calls and ranking foods and restaurants. Because I'm going to tell you this, that I'm not a self-proclaimed foodie, but I've been called one before. So, you know, if you haven't had the fish at the diner, every Friday, Coach Bumgardner and myself meet up there for lunch during the season. And I have the all-you-can-eat fish. He does not. He usually gets a tuna salad or something healthy like that. It is the best fish that I've had.
It's really good.
And I will eat anywhere from 8 to 12 pieces, depending on the mood. And they're big.
Those are big pieces.
And he cooks them, fries them with a real thin batter. They're very good. And this ham steak that he brought me this morning is absolutely impeccable. Yeah. Probably the best ham steaks that I've ever tasted. I know I've told you that before.
I've watched you eat it. Yeah. I've had some myself, and
we have to talk football
good.
This morning.
We do a little bit.
But
it's worth talking about because the boys bounced back very nicely last night. And even though that first drive looked a little rough, the guys did a lot of good things last night.
They did. Obviously we – And I told you this throughout the week, we were not going to concern ourselves with who we were playing, but rather how we were playing. So that, you know, saying that and practicing that way throughout the course of the week, and then having the ball touch the turf 3 times on the first drive, recovered by all three by Warsaw, was very disconcerting. We had 7 offensive penalties, 1 defensive penalty, and we had 3 situations where kids did not report for their kick game responsibilities for whatever reason. So we got to do a better job of that as adults and make sure our kids understand that, you know, if you're excited about a touchdown, and your buddies are high-fiving you and you're back, you know, back on the bench area. What comes next is after PAT, after touchdown comes PAT, after PAT comes kickoff. So, you know, we need to be more cognizant of that. But I was very pleased with the effort and the enthusiasm shown not only on the field but on the sidelines when our younger kids got the opportunity to play under the lights on a Friday night. The kids that we call the demonstration team or the scout team, they were being rallied for and cheered on by the guys that they try to prepare each week for a Friday night. So that was good to see. Another thing that I thought was positive, Roger, was each Thursday morning you come out and watch practice and you see us try to manipulate and operate our hurry-up two-minute offense, and we do it twice over air, sometimes successfully, oftentimes not. And so last night we had that opportunity late in the half where they're punting the ball. We burned a timeout. And said, hey, you know, here's an opportunity. It's 65 yards away or 70. We have two timeouts left. Let's see if we can actually perform this. And for the most part, it's pretty good.
Yeah. There were so many things that happened good in the first half.
Absolutely. And the second half.
Running the ball, getting the running game going, having lots of different guys handle the ball and all having good success. The offensive line asserted their will, and even when you started rotate guys in, you still were able to control the line of scrimmage. You got the passing game going. I thought that drive that you had right before halftime was really positive.
Because, it was important.
Because Drew needed to throw the ball and see people catch it,
Yeah. And
your offensive linemen needed a block for that because they don't get that many chances in a game. And the receivers running routes needed to practice on those things, and it all came together very nicely.
It did, and you know, our biggest opponent is always ourselves. That being said, you know, Goshen is young. They were outmanned last night physically and athletically, which was kind of the opposite of what we saw, a week ago, athletically at least, and physically, but. When you're in those type of scenarios, you don't want to drop your level of play just because you're playing someone that isn't, that God didn't bestow maybe the what he bestowed upon you, or maybe they're just a little bit younger. So it's good that we did not drop our level of play a notch, execution-wise, effort-wise, still a lot to clean up before we head in the next stretch here.
But, Yeah, that's a Goshen.
Some reason for optimism.
That's a Goshen team that only had six seniors on their roster going into the game last night. And that's, I mean, can you imagine having a football team with only six?
Yeah. One-year Coach Thacker had one at Fairfield his first year.
That's right.
And here's the thing about that. And we've got enough to worry about with our own program. But, you know, looking at what they're doing with the freshmen, they have a big freshman class at Goshen. They're really high on them. They're going to keep them together, so they've canceled their junior varsity season. That's why we're playing Marion this morning instead of Goshen. And then they've got a nice nucleus of some sophomores and juniors. So I really think with Coach Oklinski, who I coached against when he was quarterback at St. Joe, I really see some better and brighter days ahead for them. And here's the thing. Those kids never sulked. Did not walk off the field, never looked phased at any time by what was happening to them or their lack of success last night. In fact, when they did score that touchdown late in the fourth quarter, their sidelines exploded and their kids were very excited and their coaches were excited. So, you know, that shows you that they're committed to doing it, to build the thing from the bottom up for the right way.
After you, I call it, survive that first drive where you put the ball on the ground three times, still scored the touchdown, then kickoff, they're backed up, they try a screen pass, and Cohen Hetty was exactly where he should be, picked it off and ran it in.
He was, and, you know, that's Coach Calhorn, Coach Huber, Coach Frazier, Coach Huffer, those guys do and Coach Gabrich, those guys do a really great job of preparing for situations. You know, it's not just put the ball down and, okay, pick a play you want to run. There are some scripted scenarios throughout the course of the week, and that was certainly one of them, and we read the screen well, and Cohen Hattie made a great play. It was so nice, very nice to see that hard-working captain have that play and that moment and get the ball in the end zone.
And Daylor Villema also with an interception last night. That's a guy that just does his job every week to very little fanfare, but he's almost always in the right spot, and he's back there directing traffic in that defense.
Quietly continues to do that. And another kid that as we've been waiting for, I know he was nursing some hamstring issues in July and early August, and it's great to see him darn near 100%. So, yeah, that was a nice moment for him. And I think we might have got a second one. Did we get a second one?
There's three interceptions.
Rivich, Wilson, and Villema. Am I right?
No.
Rivich, Hedy, Villema. Yeah, Wilson took the kick back. Yeah.
So when you walk into the room with the guys today, when you go to practice on Monday, what's your first message to these guys?
It's going to be, what can we do to be better from September 6th to September 13th? What steps, what process, and that's a message we'll give to our coaches. What do we need to do today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so we're a better unit than we were last night? So that's really the message. The message is the same, worry about us. I know there'll be some fanfare and hoopla with the W Trophy coming up, which is really strange to have it this early in the season. But so I think we got to get past that, address it, own it, get it out of the way. And when the time's right, Friday night at 7 o'clock at Warrior Field, we will see how much we have progressed in the last 6 days.
There's a couple kids that I want to talk about this morning that have had really good starts to the season. One of the positions generally that we were concerned about was the linebacker level.
Yes.
And you've had some outstanding football players to replace.
We did.
And one of the guys that you plugged in there was Gavin Schultz.
Yeah.
And Gavin's put up some really big numbers here at the beginning of the season.
And he was in here last week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And I'll say this to his face, and I have many times. He's a kid that quietly, methodically, you know, JV is a junior, and then you have those thoughts like, okay, where will he be as a senior? And boom, he has made himself into a competitor. He's faster than I ever thought he might be. He is stronger than I ever thought he might be. And he reads his keys so well, and he has such a nose for the football. And he's really a pretty sure tackler. You know, he's not one of those guys that's going to come up and try to shoulder you and, you know, knock you shoulder pad to shoulder pads. He's going to wrap your legs up and take you down. And he has been a huge, I don't want to say a surprise because that kind of cuts him short, but maybe a surprise to me. I don't think it was a surprise to him. But, you know, that shows you what we mean when we say program kid. Played 2 years of junior varsity, shows up to everything, and then, boom, senior year, slides right in there and takes a spot.
The other kid I want to talk about is a kid that was in here 2 weeks ago after the Michigan City game, and that's Tyler Antunes Brito, who's sitting behind the incumbent, Ben Boreen. He knows he's not going to get to play very much. Then Ben gets hurt, and all of a sudden he's ready to go in one of the most difficult positions there.
It is. And you know, we practice him there all week because Ben rolled his ankle against Warren Central, and it's not any. Ben could have played. We felt better that maybe he didn't. Just A, Tyler can do the job, and B, let's not risk the further injury type thing. Okay, but Tyler stepped in there, and you know we lined those kids up. It was Dawson, Leiter, Brito, Ponce and Kaufman. So, and you know, it looked like one of those Lego blocks, you know, where when we line those kids up. But he, you know, he's fiery, he's mighty, he knows his responsibilities, and you know, did a really good job last night for us at snapping. That's a difficult position.
And in your offense, can you describe for us non-football players what a challenge it is to go from a center that's as big and tall as Ben is to having a guy who's at least half a foot shorter have a guy who's tall like Drew have to adjust to that?
How difficult is that? Unique and somewhat comical to watch Drew have to squat down and get up under center for with Tyler. So, there was some difficulty there, and I think that throughout the week we had a few exchange issues that seemed to be ironed out as we went along. The thing that goes unnoticed or is the snap count is so vital, because the anticipation of the snap count is what I think sets maybe us apart in some regards offensive line-wise, because with our cadence. We want to leave on the S of set. Well, if all five guys don't leave and the ball's not snapped at that point, which is vital, then you get illegal motion type penalties or false start, I guess they call them.
Yeah, and that's why you guys practice that. Regardless of what the play is, none of it happens unless the snap count is right, and that's. Again, 8 penalties, and a lot of that was the fact that your guys just were not in sync with the ball being snapped.
Well, we have one guy anticipating big time. James was getting his hand up a little bit too quick and stepping. And was that because the ball was a millisecond slow? I don't know. James is quick off the ball to begin with. And we kept explaining to him, hey, hold your water a little bit. And, yeah, it is vital that all five guys – come off together at the exact same time.
Yeah. Who'd you bring with you today?
Well, I think that...
they're still back there eating biscuits and gravy. We'll have to go get them.
Yeah. I brought Robinson Hofford, our senior fullback. Excuse me. Daniel Ramirez, a senior offensive guard and nose guard. And then Andrew McDonald, who is a senior offensive guard and also a nose guard. You want me to go get him?
Yeah, go get him if you would. You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by RAB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Invest your money in a bank that invests into the heart of the community where you live and work. Crossroads Bank makes sensible loans to friends and neighbors so that together our communities grow. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in at one of their locations with offices in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, and Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotec Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation.
Hi, this is Kim from Warsaw. When our household needed a new water heater, we knew exactly who to turn to, and that's Elliott's. Their service was not only swift, but also impeccably efficient in installing their new unit. Elliott's truly exceeded our expectations like always. We can count on them.
Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotec.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple, human sense.
One of the most popular questions we get asked at Reinhold's Furniture is, when is your next sale? The answer is right now. The Labor Day Savings Event is underway at Reinhold's, and it's a great time to save on furniture for every room in your home. Getting to Reinhold's is easier than ever. In addition to our Warsaw location, we now have opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. We're here to stay, but this sale isn't. Stop into either location before September 7th for the selection and savings you've been waiting for. Reinhold's Furniture in Warsaw and Columbia City. Your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Pennock, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Pennock at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Pennock, lawyers you can count on.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Robbie, let's talk about being the fullback in this offense, mm-hmm. right? It's one of the premier spots on the field. Mm-hmm. How hard was it for you to learn that position and all the intricacies of it? Because it's not just having them hand you the ball and taking off. There's a lot to it. How long did it take you to get into that?
So I've been playing fullback since back to like seventh grade. So I've been familiar with it for a lot of years now. But like, there's just a lot more to it. Like you said, and just like hanging the ball, you got to take the right steps. Make sure you stay on the ball path, whatever the ball path that is. Hold the ball high and tight so you don't fumble the ball. Run fast too.
What advantage? You're not the tallest guy in the world. I don't know if anybody knows that or not. With the helmet on, I'm not sure you're 5 foot six. So talk about how that is an advantage for you in this offense.
Okay, so little story. My older brother says when I'm on the field, kind of like a bowling ball. It's like nice and small, so like it's kind of hard to tackle me when you're a little bit smaller. Because like when you're a little bit taller and bigger, it's easier to kind of tackle you a little bit. So for my advantage, I'm smaller, so I'm able to get like in tighter spaces, so I'm not so big. So you'll be able to find gaps quicker or get through there quicker as well.
One of the things I have enjoyed over the years talking to these guys about your position, Herman and Juan and Zollinger last year, was you get hit on almost every play. Mm-hmm. How much more sore are you than you would be compared to every other football player because you play that position?
So, I pretty much get hit every play, but I don't, it's not as bad as people think it is. Cause I know like when I watch film, stuff like that, it looks like he got really hit really hard. But like in the game, it's just like, I just got hit. I got to take it. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
When you get the right blocking on the right play and there's a big hole in front of you, what are you thinking? Like, what's going through your head right then?
I'm ready to go. As soon as I see that gap or see green grass, I'm ready to go. Ready to go score a touchdown.
Yeah. Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my dad, David Hoffert, superintendent of Warsaw Schools. Love him very much. My mom, Rachel Hoffert, is a professor at Grace College. Love her very much, too. Got a little brother, Roosevelt. He's a seventh grader at Edgewood Middle School. I have an older brother, Ryan Hoffer, who is a student at Grace College. I have a dog named Zuri.
What kind of dog?
We don't know at the moment. She's a rescue dog.
Okay.
So we don't know much about her.
Perfect.
But we love her very much, too.
Excellent.
Yeah. We live over by the high school, about 5 minutes away, over Park Ridge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice little drive.
Is it difficult for you to go to school and everybody knows that your dad's the superintendent? Does that put extra pressure on you?
No, not really. I just kind of got used to it. It never really bothered me before, nor does it like really now. I just kind of like, yeah, it just happens. Yeah.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
Hopefully go to Grace College. Probably either in business or marketing or something like that. My mom wants me to go to Grace because she works there, so it'd be...
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, it'd be nice. So yeah. And my brother, too, so yeah. It'd be nice to be home. So, close to home.
So what's your ideal job? Because business and marketing is a pretty broad statement. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do with that? If you could do anything, you could choose, what would it be?
It'd either be a marketing manager or something in advertising. I think advertising is really interesting.
Yeah, I think you'd be good at that. Mm-hmm. What do you have for hobbies? What do you do when you're not playing football?
Usually, I love hanging out with my friends, or usually I'm just at home with my family, just being with them, doing homework sometimes if I have it or not.
What's your hardest class right now?
I'd either say my marketing class or my economics class.
Who teaches those classes?
So my marketing class is Mr. Kuhn, Stephen Kuhn. And then for my economics class is Mrs. Riley.
Okay. Daniel, talk about this offensive line. Going into the season, it was going to be a strength. You're part of that. What things did you guys work on this summer to make sure you guys were ready to go when the season started?
I think it was just mental toughness that we worked on, and we also had to work on like our steps and where we were supposed to go, especially with the offensive line, because like if you take a like wrong step, it could mess up the whole play.
Talk about this particular group of guys going into the season. There's like seven guys that had realistic chances to be starters. So how challenging was it to battle for one of those five and six spots?
I knew it was going to be tough going into senior year to start, but I'm kind of just going with the flow. I'm just battling. I'm trying to get a starting job. I've been working my butt off, so I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Can you explain to us, again, not football players who are listening to the show today or hosting the show today, what the relationship is between offensive linemen on a football team?
I think it's more of like, more than a brotherhood. I'd consider it like family because of the stuff like after school, stuff like that. Like on Thursdays before game days, we would go out and eat somewhere and just like all of the offensive line, some D-line guys would come, and I consider those guys family.
Can you take us back a few weeks to wings night for the offensive line? How many wings did you eat? Do you remember?
I can't recall, but it was a lot. I don't think they liked us going in there ordering that much wings.
Was it more than 10?
It was way more than 10.
It was way more than 10, he says. It's good. Tell us about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
Parents, my mom works at Cardinal. Dad, he works at Painting.
What are your parents' names?
My mom's name is Ashley, and my dad's name is Daniel, so I'm junior, basically.
Nice.
I got two brothers and sisters. They go to, well, one of them goes to the high school, another one goes to middle school, and one's in elementary, and the other one's 3 years old.
Nice. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to go into construction trades, so I want to just work on job sites. I'd have like a plan to go work with my cousin after I graduate. So,
and what specifically do you want to do? Do you want to hammer stuff? Do you want to use the welder? What is it you want to do?
So after school, I'm going to go pour concrete for Hyman Construction.
Nice.
So that's what I basically plan on doing after school.
What hobbies do you have?
Hobbies. I just like spending time with my family because, you know, you'll never know what's going to happen. So you better make the time and just be with your family, and spend time with your friends because you also never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Andrew, I was impressed with you when we were on picture day. You remember that?
Yep.
And what did you tell me? My name's Andrew McDonald. I go by Andrew, but I want you to what?
The team calls me Big Mac.
So if I get a sack, you could call me Big Mac, right?
Yep.
I loved that. That was my favorite part of the whole day. Talk about the defensive line and the things that you guys have been working on. You lose two quality defensive linemen last year. You plug in two guys that are really good this year, and you rotate in with that group. Talk about the things that you guys have been working on at the beginning of the season to take pressure off the linebackers and the secondary.
We just put a lot of work in drills on like staying low and playing as hard as you can, because I mean, defense, it's a very, you know, you need to be aggressive and you need to be ready to play and you have to be very fast. And so like playing low and playing hard is a very big part of that.
We ask people who score touchdowns, what's it like to score a touchdown? I want to know, what is it like to clobber somebody?
It's a lot of fun.
To get to know that you knocked the wind out of them, what's that like?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, just knowing like you put all the hard work in and now you're taking it out on your opponents, and it's definitely very enjoyable.
Can you tell us what it feels like to get a stop? Right, it's third down and eight. You make a play that ends the drive. They send the punt team out. What is that like for a defense?
I mean, that's just great. You know, like that's our goal as a defense is, you know, you have three, four downs to stop them, and it just feels great knowing you did your job well and you're helping your offense get back out there and play football.
Monday at 3:30, what's the very first thing you're going to work on to try to get better at football?
Staying lower.
Staying lower. How do you do that?
Well, we do a lot of practice time in the shoots. That's definitely helpful. And I definitely think working on my stance is going to help me.
Okay. Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So my dad, his name is Steven. He works as a janitor up at Chortime Brock. Mm-hmm. And then my mom, her name is Danielle. She works as a janitor at a cleaning place in Columbia City. My sister, she is 23, I believe. She graduated high school in 2019, and she's working at Cerulean as a waiter. And my brother, he is 24, I believe, and he lives down in Indy working as a general manager at a Verizon store.
Nice. What do you want to do when you graduate?
Right now, the plan is to go into welding, find a career in that, possibly go to a trade school for that as well.
Are you doing welding here?
Yes, I am.
And tell us the kind of things that you guys do.
So, like, to start the year, we've just done some general projects just to, like, kind of, you know, get our groove back in welding. But we do a lot of just different, like, projects and stuff to get our skills increased. And, like, especially this year, we do a lot of focus on certifications because our program actually does offer certifications. So we do a lot of focus on that and getting our certifications for the future.
Who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
Probably Mr. Pasika, the welding teacher.
Nice. Good. Good for you. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with Daniel quite a bit. Just a lot of my friends and whatnot.
Yeah. Offensive players and defensive players hanging out together, Coach. That's
good thing.
That's a good thing. Thank you guys for coming in today. And again, the diner fed them biscuits and gravy this morning. And we had to drag them into the studio because they were having so much fun out there eating. We appreciate our new relationship with them. Coach, the W game this week, it's going to be very, very exciting. And it's a whole different level of getting ready for a football game because of the challenge of it being the W game.
It is. And like I mentioned earlier, we're going to, you know, get that out of the way Monday and talk about it and then, you know, get to work. You know, we're going to try to treat this like Monday, any Monday, Tuesday, any Tuesday. But obviously there is some history and some community importance riding on Friday night for these kids and both communities. And, you know, we're going to see it's going to be two flexbone teams. So kickoffs at 7, we might be eating dinner by 8:30 back here in Warsaw.
We might be. We'll see you then. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. When we come back, we'll run through all the other schedules for the other teams at Warsaw Community High School. Next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger football.
Booyah!
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new Easy Go and Mad Jack's carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jack's carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, U.S. 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with the girls' soccer team, who got a big tie. I know ties seem like they aren't good, but in this case, it was really good. Warsaw tied with Goshen 1-1 on Tuesday. Lola Pepper with her team down 1-0 at home. A beautifully set up, and I don't know if I could describe this properly on the radio, but I'm going to do my best because it's worth it. It looks like the ball is going to go out of bounds. Goshen's going to let it go out of bounds, so they have a throw in. And the Lady Tigers wouldn't let it. They fought, kept that ball in bounds. Lola Pepper ends up with the ball at the corner of the penalty box. As you're looking toward the goal, it would be to the left side. She takes a touch, pushes the ball out in front of her, and when she did that, I thought, oh, she's lost the play. She's kicked it too far out in front. But then you look back, and there's no one around. She knew exactly where everybody was. She played it to a spot, ran to it, gave it a little bit of a touch, like a setup touch, and then drilled a perfect shot just under the crossbar inside the far post. It was a beautiful shot. Tied the game at one. Goshen put on a furious 9-minute stretch. They had a lot of good chances, and the Warsaw defense was up to all of them, and it stayed a 1-1 tie. And it was a terrific win for the girls, probably their best of the season, even though it wasn't a win. It was a tie, and Warsaw will take that 1-1. The girls then had to play again on Thursday. They went to Homestead and lost to them 4-2. Homestead's a really good side. Then last night, the girls are playing in Indy, down at Indianapolis North Central. They played last night. They're playing again today at 11 o'clock. Last night, they beat Sheridan, who's number 10 in 2A, 2-0. Lola Pepper and Amy Escutia with the goals. Clive Scott, who we had on the show before, the British accent. He also writes in a British accent, if I could say it that way. Described the Warsaw defensive effort as elegant. And it was fantastic, and they got the shutout 2-0. This is really, really tough because, again, they're playing in their third road game in 4 days, and they play again today. And the team that they play today is number one Noblesville. So not going to be easy, not an easy stretch. They'll all be looking for Sunday so that they can have a day off. The boys' soccer team last Saturday beat Mishawaka Marion 3-0. Callan O'Brien scored with an assist to Tanner. Meidenberger scored with an assist to O'Brien, and Luke Barbosa scored the other goal. The JV Black team beat Mishawaka Marion 8-0. Ricky Anaclito with a goal. Delix Bernitez with two goals. Pierre Doval with a couple. Jamie Haynes-Bright with a couple. And Daniel Russo scored the other for the Tigers. The news was not as good on Wednesday. The boys lost to Concord 3-1. Callan O'Brien with the only goal for the varsity in the 3-1 loss. The JV Black team took on Concord, beat them 3-0. Pierre Duvall had a couple of goals. And JV Orange lost to Elkhart 2-0 on Wednesday. The girls' cross-country team competed in the first round of Northern Lakes Conference running on Tuesday. That was at Oxbow Park. And the team scores went like this. Goshen 23, Warsaw 34, Northridge 36, I'm sorry, Warsaw 26, Northridge 36, Warsaw 22, Plymouth 39, Warsaw 18, Wauwatosa 45, Northwood 15, no, they played Northwood, Warsaw 15, Northwood 48, Warsaw 18, Mishawaka 43, and Warsaw 18, Concord 45. Samantha Rastrelli, fastest for Warsaw, 19:51. Ella Put, 20 minutes flat. Stephanie Malagon, 21:37. Aubrey Bricker, 21-40. Eden Metz, 21-40. The Lady Tigers posted 10 personal records and a lot of season best. For the boys, they also went 6-1 in the first round of the conference. They beat Goshen 22-35, beat Concord 21-37, beat Wawasee 16-45, beat Northwood 15-47, beat Plymouth 15-50, and they beat Mishawaka 20-43. They lost to Northridge 26-31. Jackson Gackenheimer was second. Tyler Mimdahl was fourth. Clark Meridew, eighth. Noah McPhail, 17th. Senior Matthias Nabia with 19th. Rick Orr, 22nd. And Alex Schrock was 28th. The girls' golf team was in action, and they had a busy week this week. They sent the junior varsity to Carroll for their invitational. They finished fifth with a team score of 384. Mia Jones, 101. Sophie Stewart, 88. Adela Mae Huffer, 92. Eve Fussell, 106. And Mackenzie Campbell with 103. Then the girls' junior varsity team took on Triton in midweek. Warsaw shot 190. Triton shot 210. Jones, 49. Stewart, 43. Huffer, 46. Fussell, 52. Campbell, 52. And then the varsity team in conference took on Concord and Wawasee. That was on Tuesday night. Warsaw 175, Concord 204, Wawasee 229, Abby Peterson 39, Claire Royce 47, Lucy Ray 48, Addison Ayler 41, and Lily Henderson shot a 50. The girls took on Mishawaka and Goshen this week at Stonehenge. Mishawaka had four girls. Goshen only had two, so they didn't have a team score. For Warsaw, Claire Royce, 40, Abby Peterson, 44, Lillian Henderson, 46, Addison Ayler, 47, and Lucy Ray shot a 47. The tennis team took on Goshen on Tuesday. They lost to Goshen 3-2. Charlie Norton at number one singles and the number one doubles team of Drew Reiser and Henry Norton got points for the Tigers. Then the boys lost on Thursday to Culver Academy 4-1. The match with Plymouth on Thursday was postponed because of the rain. The volleyball team also had a very busy week this last week. Going over to the Plymouth tournament, the varsity was there for their McDonald's Powerball tournament. Warsaw beat Morgan Township in two. Maggie Hallen and Allison Chapman each had six kills. Madison Branham had four aces, Avery Heppner with 18 assists, and Ellie Hepler with 11 digs. Then in the second round of the round-robin pool play, they beat Valparaiso in two. Maggie Hallen with eight kills for the Lady Tigers. She also had four aces, Madison Branham with 13 assists, and Ellie Hepler with seven digs. In the third round, Warsaw beat Penn in two. Maggie Hallen with eight kills, Ellie Hepler with four aces, Avery Heppner with 14 assists, and Hepler also had 11 digs. And then in the final round, in the championship round, Warsaw beat Chesterton 25-14, 25-18. Hallen with eight kills, Heppner with two aces, Branham with seven assists, and Hepler and Branham each with eight digs. The freshmen went to the Michigan City Invitational for their traditional trip up there. They won for the fifth year in a row, beating Bremen in two, beating Chesterton in two, beating Mishawaka in two, and then in the championship round, they beat Valparaiso in two sets. The volleyball team went to Mishawaka in midweek to take on the Lady Cavemen in conference play. The varsity won in three sets, Maggie Allen with 13 kills, Madison Bramman with 17 assists, CeCe Good had 15 digs. The junior varsity beat Mishawaka in two. Aspen Wagner had eight assists. Claire Kinsel with six kills. Olivia Rooney, 14 digs, two aces, and two assists. And Alyssa McCleary had 12 assists. The freshmen also beat Mishawaka 2-1, 21-25, 25-13, 15-11. Reagan Robinson with two aces, four digs, and six assists. And Lauren Steger had five kills for the Lady Tigers. The girls also were in conference play this week against Goshen at Goshen. The varsity swept Goshen 3-0, 25-11, 16-8. Maggie Holland with six kills. Madison Branham with seven. Ellie Hempler had 12 digs. And Allison Chapman and Maddie Williamson each had two block assists. The JV beat Goshen in two. Aspen Wagner with 19 assists. Sophie Rios with 10 kills and an ace. Madison Williamson had 9 kills for the Lady Tigers. The JV football team on Saturday lost to Warren Central 24-0. The defense had two first-half goal line stops, one on fourth down, one on an interception by Zamari Taylor. Logan Carl, Nathan Villa, Wyatt Harmon, Zamari Terry, and Liam Kennedy all participated in the defensive effort. The halftime score was 8-0, but on the hot day in the sun on Saturday, Warren Central wore the Tigers down and won 24-0. The freshman team lost to Warren Central last Saturday 24-6. So if you think about it, how good is the Warren Central program? They held Warsaw to 6 points in three football games. So that's pretty good. So they lost, the Tiger freshman did, on Saturday to Warren Central 24-6, then came back on Thursday night, hosted John Adams at Fisher Field and beat them 28-6. They were up 22-0 at halftime. Ty Martin capped off the opening drive with an 8-yard touchdown run. In the next defensive series, middle linebacker Kendrick Stuckey took a 50-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. Colton Beard had a 45-yard run and an option pitch, and Brady Sauer scored on a 25-yard quarterback run. The defense again played great, led by Walker Perry with a sack and several tackles. That brings us up to the current. Today, the cross-country teams are running at Marion High School. Actually, it's at Indiana Wesleyan in the Marion Invitational. That is underway. It's probably almost over by now. The junior varsity girls are hosting an invitational in the T-Rack today. That competition is already underway. The boys' orange soccer team and the boys' JV soccer team, the black team, are both playing coming up here in just a couple of minutes. That will be at the Tiger Soccer Complex starting at 10 o'clock. The JV football boys are hosting Mishawaka Marion, and that will start at 10 o'clock, also at the top of the hour. The girls' soccer team is again playing at North Central at 11 o'clock, and that is against number one Noblesville. And the varsity soccer team plays at 12 noon against Penn at the high school as part of that triple header of soccer. On Monday, girls' golf is at Meadow Valley, taking on Plymouth and Northridge at 5:30. Unified flag football will be at John Adams High School, and that will start at 6:30. On Tuesday, girls' golf is at the New Prairie Junior Varsity Invitational. That starts at 4 o'clock at Birch Tree Golf Course. The girls' JV and varsity soccer teams will be in action. I'm sorry, the boys' JV soccer team is at home on Tuesday. They are hosting Westview, and that will be on the JV field starting at 5:30. The girls' JV soccer team is on the road at Mishawaka at 5:30 with a varsity game to follow at Mishawaka. The boys' tennis team is on the road at Northridge on Tuesday at 5:30. And the volleyball teams are all at home against Northridge at 5:30 and 7 o'clock or so at the high school. Those will be at home. And so we'll be looking forward to that. And the boys' soccer team is home against the Mishawaka High School on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. On Wednesday, the girls' golf team takes on Triton, and that will be at Rosella Ford. That's at 4:30. The boys' tennis team hosts Homestead at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. On Thursday, the boys' tennis team is home against Canterbury at 5 o'clock. The freshman boys' football team hosts Goshen at 6 o'clock at Fisher Field. And the girls' soccer team's on the road taking on Concord. JV match at 5:30. Varsity about 7:15 up in Dunlap. Then on Friday, the girls' golf team is at the Pat Ford Invitational hosted by LaPorte. That's in the morning. And the football team will be at Wawasee for the annual W game, and that kicks off at 7 o'clock, and our coverage begins at 6. We'll come back and wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to RB Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the Law Office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Stay connected to what's important this fall. With Surf's affordable fiber-fast internet, you can stay connected to friends and family with unlimited data caps, no throttling, and no lagging for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. With our all-in pricing and price lock guarantee, there are no hidden fees and no surprises. And as a local provider, with customer service representatives from your community, we understand your needs and are here to help. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Kurz for coming in this morning and the guys that come in. I don't know about you. I know about you. You tell me every week. I enjoy listening to the guys, and I do too. I learn something every week from these guys, and I continue to be impressed with the guys that we put out on the football field and all the sports at Warsaw Community High School, how well-spoken they are, how thoughtful they are, and the respect level is huge. So we thank them for coming in today. We thank R&B Car Company for being the title sponsor of our show and all the sponsors. I, in my now 22 years almost of doing the show, I have never seen so many people, businesses support the program. So we are really grateful for that. And especially today, starting our new relationship with The Diner on the east side of the Courthouse Square in Warsaw, feeding the guys with biscuits and gravy and a hot breakfast on this chilly Saturday morning. We thank you, of course. We thank you for spending your Saturday with us and the coaches for spending their time sending these results so that we have these during the week so we can report the scores the next morning and so that we can do this on Saturday mornings. We'll be here again next week right after the W game, hopefully with some highlights to play and a happy W Trophy presentation here in the studio. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay warm.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.